better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
When I look at Graham Platner, the first thing I think of, he looks like a dude.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude. You a dude that don't know what dude he is.
You are correct, LZ, with that part. He looks like a dude.
Just a dude.
What's going on?
The dudes are emerging.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio.
It is a special pleasure for me to introduce
the dude.
Howie Carr.
Is everybody who works for the IRGC and Iran getting an early slide today? Being told to take your goat and get into a cave somewhere. Be a lot safer there. I don't know if I'd want to be doing the evening newscast tonight, because it just seems like only a matter of time till they take those stations off the air. I wouldn't want to be working in a power plant either, I don't think. And I tell you, that I definitely wouldn't want to be a toll taker on a bridge. I know it was a great hack job on the Massachusetts Turnpike back in the day, but right now in Iran, not so much. 844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We're here, and we got some VIPs here. We got Kowloon coming in. Give yourselves a round of applause, guys. And, Father's Day is coming up. Take care of your Father's Day gift giving with my Father's Day book and T-shirt deal. Get Dad a signed copy of Paperboy or Mass Corruption or both and a free mystery T-shirt. The T-shirts could be Proud to be Deplorable, Buy American, Support America, Proud to be Garbage, Let's Go Brandon, or another one. But go to HowieCarrShow.com right now and click on store, and you can get that great Father's Day deal, or you can get anything else there. Anyway, 844-500-4242. 774 said he was listening to him talk about, his Platner's controversies, and he said, perfectly normal for a married U.S. Senate candidate with a Nazi tattoo to be sending genitalia pics on a dating app. Doesn't every man, says another texter, send women nude photos? Another one says, don't make Herr Platner angry and always watch your back. You never know when a drunk ginger commie will suddenly jump on you from behind. It's interesting you say that, because Scott Jennings was with some panelist last night on CNN who was talking about women behind Platner. Cut 7.
That he had. I think it's why there were a lot of women behind him tonight. The problem was,
good thing they were behind him, not in front of him.
Good thing they were behind him, not in front of him. Trump had some things to say about him when he wasn't talking about bombing Iran tonight. Cut 12.
I think it's another one, if you look. I actually think the one in Maine is worse, because he's just an outright pig. He's like a pig. I watched him a couple of times. He's like a pig. That's what he reminds me of. I come up with good names for people. I don't want to stick him with that one, although I think pigs would be very upset about it.
Go ahead. Mr. President, July 1st.
Especially Porky. So, that wasn't all he had to say. Cut 13.
Yeah, I watched that thug that's up in Maine. He's a thug. And they're trying to make excuses for him. I mean, he's worse than any human being that's ever run for office, probably. I don't know him. I don't want to say bad, but I just look. I mean, nobody's ever had a record like that. And you'll have Schumer. He goes crazy over this or that or Epstein. This guy. Why are they talking about him? He said, well, we don't know. This guy's got a rap sheet. I've never seen anything like it. He's a thug. I know thugs. I had to deal with thugs. I built a lot of buildings. I dealt with the toughest people on earth. I dealt with worse than thugs. This guy's a thug. He's a low-level thug. And he's running to be a senator, to work with Eric Schmidt. Great Eric will handle him, I think. To be with Barrasso, who the hell do we have to be with Rand? Now, Rand would be very interesting with him. Rand would figure it out. It'll put him away. But this is a thug. He's a cheap, no good person. And I watch these senators, the Democrats, and, well, we don't really know. You do know. He's as bad. I've never seen a person like that run for office.
Then he said he's a phony, and I know phonies. And that's a good, I think phony is an even better way to describe him than a thug. You know, he's one of these, he gets drunk and he thinks he's a tough guy. I mean, that's again, that's why it was good to see that female lawyer in Maine being quoted as saying he needs therapy and he needs AA. That is what he needs. And these people that are lining up, 844-500-4242. 617H, I'm a 31-year-old Wells homeowner, and I'm so bummed that I can't attend your remote at Litchfield's, our favorite Wells restaurant, because we're going to be out of town. We're doing that on Friday, 2 days from now. And that's on Route 1 in Wells, and we'll be there from 2 to 5 broadcasting. Be sure to try the Hungarian mushroom soup and the oysters. The char-grilled oysters are amazing. I haven't had we had the Hungarian mushroom soup. It was fantastic.
God, it was so good.
To me, it doesn't sound like it's really good, but it is really good. And it's just top notch. I'm looking forward to it. 844-500-4242. Susan Collins versus Plattner is like the town librarian versus the town lout. The town lout, who's, you know, the richest kid in town, and is always lording it over all the other kids in town because he's got his parents' money behind him. Then he goes off to prep school and he gets thrown out, expelled under mysterious circumstances. That's a whole nother angle. Why does one of the richest kids in Maine get thrown out of one of the snottiest la-di-da prep schools in America? He had to be doing something really bad. I'm hoping we're going to find out. You know, this is we've only seen one side of the Oppo research, the Democrat side. You think the Republicans are putting a little money into Oppo research too? I think they are. You know, one of the things, Barry Weiss started this website called the Free Press, and she sold it to CBS for $100-150 million. She's loaded now, but the Free Press is still around, and they sent some people out to interview Lindsay Fifield, the woman that, you know, made the initial charges she became the face of, because she was a Republican, so they could just blow it all off. So she gave an interview to the Free Press that ran today, and she made a lot of good points, but one of them was that she thought the New York Times sort of singled her, sort of put her out there, and so that she could take all this crap and get doxxed and have her life threatened, and you know, everybody just treating her like crap, just so that it would make it less likely that all the other victims would step forward, because they didn't want what happened to Lindsay Fifield last weekend to happen to them. And I thought that was a good point that she made. 844-500-4242. She seems like a nice person. She's got two little young daughters, and she lives she's a housewife, a stay-at-home mom right now while the kids are really young. And she seemed like she was trying to do the right thing, and you know, she just got savaged for it. 844-500-4242. Electric rates are skyrocketing, and many homeowners are bracing for some of the highest cooling bills they've ever seen this summer. And of course, today it's hot. Pay no attention to this long sleeve T-shirt I'm wearing. That's exactly why so many people are turning to the Eden Pure Turbo Air Fan. It helps you stay cool while using less air conditioning, which means substantial savings on your monthly electric bills. This isn't your typical fan. It moves over 18,000 cubic feet of air per hour, and you can feel the airflow from up to 65 feet away. The secret is Eden Pure's 360-degree circulation technology, which circulates air throughout the entire room, not just where the fan is pointed. That means fewer hot spots, better airflow, and a cooling breeze no matter where you're sitting. In fact, people find they can turn up their thermostat and still stay comfortable, helping reduce cooling costs even more. It works great with central air, window AC units, or on its own to keep rooms cooler and more comfortable. You get 12 fan speeds, multiple oscillation settings, adjustable height options, and whisper quiet operation. So instead of choosing between comfort and saving money, you can have both now. Today, you can get the Eden Pure Turbo Air Super Cooler at my $50 discount. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com and use my discount code, which is Howie50. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com. If you'd like to stay cool and save money on your summer electric bills, now is the time to get several Eden Pure Turbo Air fans for your home. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Instagram.
Yeah, hi, I'm a big influencer.
Howie Carr Radio Network.
Go ahead and check it out. Recipe in bio.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Tux Trucks GMC. Shop Tux Trucks GMC in Hudson, Massachusetts for a large selection of commercial GMC, Sierra heavy-duty trucks, and Savannah vans with work bodies. Tux Trucks GMC, your commercial truck headquarters. Visit TuxTrucksGMC.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is do you agree with Carmelo Anthony's 35-year sentence for the knife murder of teenager Austin Metcalf? Yes, no, it was too harsh, no, he should have gotten life, or no, he should have gotten the death penalty?
No, he should have gotten the death penalty.
28% of the audience says no, he should have gotten the death penalty. 41% say no, he should have gotten life. 29% say yes, 35-year sentence. And 2% say no, it was too harsh.
All right. 844-500-4242. Wendy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Wendy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there. First-time caller.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just wanted to comment on the whole Graham Plattner thing, and I can't imagine that any woman who has been in a narcissistic, abusive relationship would even think of voting for him. And I feel very bad for his wife because I don't think she realizes what she's got there and how bad it's going to get.
Yeah, you know, I was just about to say something. Jared said it in my ear, but, you know, the women that are voting for him, Wendy, don't you think they feel like they've been in an abusive relationship with Trump for the last 10 years and they can't do anything about it other than turning off the TV set or turning off their phones? I mean, isn't that what it's all about, that they think Trump is worse than Graham Plattner?
I do think that some are now justifying his behaviors and just turning it around on comparing it to Trump. And it is just so different.
Yeah,
so,
I know. It's really sad. And I was thinking about Morning Joe there, Scarborough, saying your so-called scandals. And I guess it's all in perspective. You know, like if you were a congressman and in your district office one day, one of the interns, a female, was found dead in your congressional office under mysterious circumstances, I guess sexting a 15-year-old girl doesn't seem like such a big deal, does it? You know?
No. And this is the other thing that I hear a lot is, or I see, is people commenting on, you know, saying that these things are just speculation. And I don't know why you're not hearing that these are facts
Right. They confirmed everything. But, you know, the thing is, he's trying to sell it. I mean, he knows how stupid his voters are, I think, you know, even though this is his first campaign. They confirm everything to the New York Times, which was told to Genevieve McDonald, the former state rep who ran his campaign, by the wife herself. It was confirmed. Right. And then he goes on MSNBC and denies it. Right? After it's been confirmed and reconfirmed.
Well, isn't that what they all do, though? They're faced with the facts, and then they just lie and lie and lie, and just thinking it's going to go away, and people are going to believe them. So even when you have facts in your face, and you vote for this guy, I just don't know.
It's crazy. Do you live in Ellsworth, Maine?
I used to.
I see your phone is in Ellsworth. I'm still fascinated by this yard sign that I saw online today that's in Ellsworth, Maine, and it says "I stand with Iran."
I saw that. That's just unbelievable. But we have, I don't know. There's such a diverse population.
What's next? I stand with North Korea?
I honestly can't figure it out. Actually, a lot of it I can't figure it out. It just blows my mind every day.
Yeah.
But I do have to say, now I've been, I live in Monroe, but I travel to Greenbush a lot, so I'm down to Greenbush and that area and back to Bangor and back to Hamden. And I think I'm down to seeing, I don't know how many are up today, but the Grand Platner signs. I've only seen three recently. Just on my road alone, I think two of them have removed their signs, and there's only one person now.
Like I've been saying, Wendy, I mean, if you have a Grand Platner sign, you know, the vice squad has probable cause to come in and look at your social media, you know? And not to mention maybe the national security has a reason to come in and look at what kind of signs you're making and Nazi iron crosses and swastikas in the basement. That guy is a sick bastard. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, so there are so many creepy stories about Graham Platner. When does efficiency demand that we just start reporting his non-creepy behaviors?
I don't know. I think there would be a lot of dead airtime if we had to do that. A lot of silence. A lot of blank pages in newspapers and magazines. I don't know what is normal about the guy. Is there anything normal about him?
Maybe his minions are going to, like, leak the most outrageous allegations to try to overwhelm all the true ones.
I don't know. They keep saying, what more can they put out? Oh, I think we all know, you know, all of us who aren't, drinking the Kool-Aid, we all know what the next round of allegations are. And it is going to be worse. Thanks. Thanks for the call, Dennis. 844-500-4242. So recently they had the Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, which is now one of these left wing groups that's now under indictment. So that was their day to come into Congress and get whacked around. So today it's Act Blue. That's this phony fundraising group. It's a laundering operation for dark money, and they've got all kinds of problems. And so they bring in this woman, she's a black woman, Regina Wallace Jones, and all she does...
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
And all she does is take the Fifth Amendment. It's like we're back in the mafia hearings with, you know, Esther Skifava or Joe Valachi. And just... On advice of counsel, I take the Fifth Amendment. I mean, that's what she does. We'll play somebody's cuts when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. So, again, Act Blue is this group. That's how all these Democrats raise money. You know, even down to, like, the state rep, state senate level, legislators. And, you know, all the money comes in, and you know, best, they'll, you know, you have to put, theoretically, you know, what your occupation is. But there, you know, all these Porky Pig, you know, occupation, best efforts, meaning we tried. We tried. Poor Daffy Duck, best efforts. Bugs Bunny, best efforts. And so finally they checked up, and it's all this, it's just dirty, dark money coming in from Red China, and I'm sure elsewhere, many, many other places. So they bring in the Act Blue CEO. They've got all kinds of investigations going. And Barry Loudermilk, a Republican from Georgia. This this is a pretty funny one. Cut 22.
I do have a series of questions for you, but I want to make sure I'm respectful. Is it Ms. Jones or Ms. Wallace Jones?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Okay, wow. Okay, didn't expect that one. But I think I see where this is going.
God. So, here it is. Okay. Now, see, you know, we used to do the Wizard of Oz. How many times did he say, how many times did she take the Fifth Amendment in this one? Cut 20.
Ms. Wallace-Jones, in 2023, I sent you this letter with five straightforward questions with a goal of confirming that foreign funds are not in our elections and that Act Blue had adequate fraud prevention measures in place. You replied a month later with a four-page letter describing your fraud prevention policies and procedures that you had in place at Act Blue. But according to the New York Times, your response to this committee may have been false and misleading. Ms. Wallace-Jones, when you signed this letter to me, did you believe that this letter was false and misleading?
On the advice of my counsel, I respectfully decline to answer this question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Ms. Wallace-Jones, before you sent this letter, did you believe, was it brought to your attention that this letter that you sent me was false and misleading?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Well, I think it's important for everybody here to know that according to the New York Times, you've been aware for quite a while that the response you made was likely false or misleading. Did you ever consider correcting the record for this committee when it was brought to your attention that your letter to me was false and misleading?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to the attorney-client privilege and my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
It's pretty interesting. So now you're following the advice of your legal counsel, but you didn't when they warned you that your letter to me was false and misleading.
On the advice of counsel. Cut 21.
Your company's memo states, and I quote, if an otherwise legitimate donor uses a fake name, we would want to accept their donation, end quote. Can you confirm whether this is the advice that you give to your employees?
On the advice of counsel,
she's got the letter in front of her.
I decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
I'm surprised they, you know, I think it was Frank Costello in the 50s with the Kefauver thing. They negotiated a deal that could only show his hands. So he's just like tapping his hands. I'm surprised she didn't get that kind of deal. So he's just tapping her hands. Her fingers, I should say. 844-500-4242. Diane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Diane.
Hey, I just want to say, is there actually a better poster boy for toxic masculinity than Plattner? I mean, come on. What is it with the dumb women? You know what I think? I think they hear him all grumbly and angry, and he's and they're getting kind of titillated and thrilled by his shabby, creepy, overt sexuality.
Well, Bernie Sanders used to say that women fantasized about getting, knocked around, right? So, and Bernie Sanders is his biggest supporter, except for the fake Indian, maybe.
I had no idea, but I just can't believe this guy. And I'm in Maine, Maine. I'm Hancock County. Anyway.
Well, that's his home. That's his home, right?
I know. And I would just like to say, I could stand out by my driveway with a little duffel bag. Could someone please come get me? Because I really need to get out of here.
I'm sorry, Diane. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. I think all the people who raised me up there, my relatives, my aunts and my uncles, I don't think this is what they thought it was going to be like for little Howard and everybody else on the street, all the rest of us playing and enjoying ourselves and chasing the dogs on Kenwood Street, running down to Brighton Avenue. And it's a different place now. It's a different place. So it's some of these I don't play all the cuts of all these people saying, well, I can't speak to Plattner because I've got my own campaign to run, or it's up to the people of Maine. Here's another one. This is from Adam Gray from California. I never heard of him, but this is his excuse on CNN. Cut 26.
Do you support Graham Plattner? Do you think he's a good representation of the Democratic Party?
Well, of course they're trying to make that part of the race, right? I mean, they don't want to talk about inflation. They don't want to talk about what this
answer the question.
War in Iran has done to fuel prices. They want to stick, well, what about this candidate? What about that? You know, every day when we tune into your network or any other network, we see panels of folks doing the what aboutism. What about that? What about that? Your party do this, your party do that. What I'm saying is let's actually get focused on making people's lives better, right? That's what's been successful.
Did anyone ask you about one of the closest focusing on making people's lives better?
A place where Democrats and Republicans are fairly evenly divided. As I speak to the whole community and work on those issues.
I'll give you one more opportunity, though, to answer my question if you do support Graham Plattner.
You know, the voters in Maine picked Graham
Plattner. They
heard it. I don't have a relationship with him. Don't know much about him. Otherwise,
I'm not on kick. I'm not a 14-year-old girl. How would I know him?
Again, what's wrong with Washington is we're busy telling other states and other communities what they should or shouldn't be doing. Let them make that decision, right? They've just finished a primary election. He's the winner of that primary election, and they're going to have a general, and they're going to decide who's right to represent them. I'm going to focus on people in my district and not get involved in his race. I'm going to get involved in my race and my community.
That guy's, even by California standards, that guy's kind of a foul ball. They got a lot of low IQ types on the Democrat side. Have you noticed that? He looks up at Hakeem Jeffries and says, man, that guy, he's sharp as a tack. I'm going to start calling him the professor. Ken, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Just an observation. Today I was driving around Mid-Coast Maine, and there's probably about 40% less Graham Plattner signs, but the ones that are still up are kind of opposing. One is a house that hasn't mowed their lawn in forever. The other has manicured lawns.
Those are the COVID blow-ins, obviously.
And guess what? none of them have a work truck parked out front. Have a good day.
It's always nice to have one's worst suspicions and biases confirmed, isn't it? 844-500-4242. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to commiserate with your earlier caller. I'm also in Hancock County on the Blue Hill Peninsula, and I drove by that I Stand With Iran sign just the other day, and I was nearly drove off the road.
Any idea who that might be? Don't give me a name or anything, but what kind of person would have a sign like that?
It's your typical coastal down east Maine numbskull. I don't know.
I mean, do they know anything about Iran? What that group of savages has done? Do they know how much the Iranian people hate them?
I think this is the same set of people. In fact, I recall that same house had a Ukrainian flag up for as long as that was the thing to do. Mm-hmm. And they, at that point in time, also did not know anything about what was happening over there.
The Ukraine giveaway was when they put the sign up, when they put the flag up upside down, you know, because it's supposed to be gold for the wheat and then blue for the sky. And then sometimes around, right. Sometimes you see it upside down because they had no idea. You know what? I'll bet they also have a sign, Charlie, you want to stand with Iran now, but they probably also in the garage have no kings and water is life. That's my favorite. Water is life. No, I never thought of that. Whoever thought that water is life? You know, next thing you'd be telling me is that if you were in the desert and you couldn't get any water, you'd die. Are you kidding? Who knew? Thanks for the call, Charlie. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, hi, Howie. I think that the CIA and the Mossad promised a regime change after Epic Glory, and they just keep saying we need more time and we need more money.
Yeah, no, I think that there's actually a story in the Jerusalem Post of all places today, an op-ed column saying that Netanyahu really oversold Trump, and that Trump is PO'd about it, and that, you know, he's also PO'd that his two guys, his two negotiators, Witkoff and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, also told him that, you know, Netanyahu was trying to roll him and he didn't want to listen. And, you may be onto something there, Paul. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on TikTok.
We're looking at TikTok.
At Howie Carr Radio Network.
The name is hot. The brand is hot.
Howie Carr is back.
Here's another Trump revelation, if indeed it is a revelation, about what's going on in the Strait of Hormuz. He was asked about inflation, and he said, I'm not that worried about inflation because once we get this thing done, it's going to come way back down. And what the Iranians don't, well, he can explain what's been going on. Cut 15.
This war is over. You know, I can say it now. Something you didn't know. Do you know we've been taking out millions of barrels of oil? Nobody knows it. You know who doesn't know about it? Iran, until right now. We took out the other night 22 ships late at night with no lights because they don't have any radar because we blasted the crap out of it. We took out, that's why oil's $85 a barrel.
I guess a little more than 85, but it's, you know, I get the impression. I know what he meant. So, you want another lie that Plattner said? After the Times article came out, this is from the Free Press, Barry Weiss's website. Plattner tried to downplay the nature of his relationship with Lindsay Fifield. We never dated. This is someone I had a casual relationship with. This is what he told National Panhandler Radio in Maine the next day. Fifield showed the Free Press an old text conversation in which Plattner maintained he loved her, quote, in a way I can't even describe. I've been falling over myself for you as long as you'd have me, he wrote. I mean, in the galaxy, the pantheon of Plattner lies, that's kind of a small one, but it'll do till the next one comes along in the next segment. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Howie, I heard the lady that was pleading the fifth forever.
Yeah, Regina Wallace Jones.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Frank Costello hearings.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Yeah, the thing I loved the most about the Frank Costello hearings was when the counsel asked him, well, what do you do for this country? And he goes, I pay my taxes.
That's more than any Democrats can say now. Certainly, it's more than 99% of illegal aliens can say. Those hearings were really something. I was too young I was a baby when they were going on, but there's some great books have been written about that. Joe Kennedy's name was mentioned 3-4 times although you don't read that in too many books. I think it's mentioned in Kennedy Babylon, however. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, the reason why the imams are holding out so hard is because the Democrat Party is supporting them.
Right.
The imams watch the news, they read the newspapers, it happened in Vietnam, and all they know is all we got to do is hold out long enough, and eventually...
Right, it happened more recently than that, John. It happened in the first Trump administration. Remember, it came out, it's been, confirmed. Kerry went over there and told them, just hang on. You know, I know Trump's trying to get you guys to behave like civilized human beings, but just hold on. We're going to get back into power. We've got Red China working on this virus. I don't know if he said that, but that's my speculation. And we're gonna gin up some more fake charges with the Russian collusion. We're gonna make it up, and all the mainstream media will run with these fake stories. And we'll get back in, and then we'll give you billions of dollars more. Just grab some Iranians that are over visiting their relatives, and the new president, whoever he is, will give you $1 billion per quote unquote American citizen. And that's what. And remember that was one of the first things Biden did. Oh, we're going to pay $1 billion per Iranian American. Back when the Republic was being founded, there used to be a saying, millions for defense, not one red cent for tribute. The Dems turned that one around. I'm Howie Carr.
Absolutely, profoundly, absolutely.